Welcome back, everybody, to SportsTownChicago.com. I am Cody Grant. Alongside me is Michael Betts Jr. Michael, how's it going?
Going fantastic. We're in a good spot.
Yes, we are. The Chicago Chaos lead this game 21-0 over the Waukesha Raiders. And we saw in the first half, Michael, defense, offense, some turnovers, some flags, but the Chaos stuck with it. They hold a shutout and put up the 21 points.
Absolutely. I thought the first quarter they came out really just taking charge. They looked really calm. Like I said earlier, a little almost scripted, which is a good thing. They ran into a little bit of friction with the penalties, but they stayed calm and made some big plays out there.
Yeah, ran the ball very well. Iannotti started to get going, and that defense, as always, very tough to score on.
Absolutely. They bended, but they did not break. Let's keep that philosophy moving forward.
Exactly. You said it just right. Keep doing what you're doing. Hopefully finish this game maybe a 42-0.
I'm down.
As the Chaos are getting ready to kick off and start the second half. Chaos received in the first half, so they will kick off here in the second. The Waukesha Raiders have two men back deep to return. It's Steven Jackson, and it is Monty Cooper.
Yeah, let's see if they stay with this squib kick game that they've been utilizing.
As Dominic Kozowski, the kicker for this Chaos team, does a good job keeping on the hands of these dangerous return men.
Yeah, I'd stay away from Cooper at all costs.
So Kozowski tees the ball up. Gets his helmet situated. And he drops back to kick off as the official gets ready on the sideline. Take a shot on the right there, Marcus Rhone Jr. The defensive back for this Chaos unit. As Kozowski steps up and boots it high, sends it deep. And muffed right there. It's finally taken up by Cooper as he finds a little hole. Stays on his feet. Finally gets brought down at about the 25-26-yard line. Nice return there by Cooper.
Yeah, nice way to recover after the muffed touch by the previous player. But like I said, you can see the breakaway speed. You want to get on him early.
Yeah, Steven Jackson's had a little bit of trouble judging where that ball was coming down, landed in front of him. Luckily, his teammate on the play, Monty Cooper, was right behind there and able to get positive yardage. At about the 26-yard line is where the Raiders will start.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what the Raiders do with number six, Alex Wilson. Looks like he's got a lot of energy. He's been communicating. I think he's a playmaker that they have not utilized yet.
So out of the shotgun is, it's a reverse, a double reverse to Faulkner, and he is brought down, almost he stays on his feet, finally brought down behind the line. What a play there by defensive lineman of the Chaos, number 91, Nicholas White.
And it looks like the coaches had to talk to him at halftime. Guard number seven, please.
Yeah, you know, Faulkner actually, on that last play, he threw that pass, which is an excellent pass. He's got two catches from two balls deep down the field on third down, and they like to utilize them, but it didn't work on that play, did it?
No, it looks like they came out with a focus to stop their playmaker, and let's see who all, let's see if they can keep under control the rest of the game.
Yes, and that was on the tackle, obviously, White. We haven't called his name a lot this game, but does a great job catching the speedy Faulkner in the backfield. So second and long here now.
I mean, I think they did a good job.
As Semler throws out to the right, it's intercepted, and at the 10, at the 5, in for a touchdown on the play. Number 12, defensive back Dylan Hunter, second interception of the game for the Chaos, and they have really opened up this game up 27-0 now early here in the second half.
Yeah, a little bit of miscommunication. It looks like the receiver was not ready for that ball, and a great way to step in front of that pass.
Excellent defensive play there, as particularly the replay, just walking in that zone is Dylan Hunter. Always nice to score a touchdown on the defensive side.
I mean, he showed a lot of good athleticism, good fitness right there. And when you're talking about good fitness, workout fitness, indoor facility offering a unique approach to obstacle course training. Our services will accommodate growing demand for this popular sport. Visit them at workupfitness.com.
And the extra point attempt now for Dominic Kozlowski. He's been busy today. That's for sure. He's 3 for 3 on the day.
Absolutely. Making some more history, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Gabe, if you're just joining us, if you maybe missed the first half, really interesting stat. Last week, Dominic Kozlowski hit a game-winning field goal, and it was actually the first field goal made and attempted in Child Chaos history. They've been in this league for 5 years. Three championships.
I mean, that's a very impressive stat. I mean, that means you guys are, you know, Chaos are aggressive. They like to score the ball. Why kick a field goal?
And it's been working for them, right?
Absolutely. If it's not broke, don't fix it. Three-time champion.
Hopefully it'll be a fourth time this year as they go for one.
If they keep playing like today, I can see it happening.
And one more look at that replay on that interception by Dylan Hunter.
Remind me of that Porter play, catching Drew Brees.
Tracy Porter.
Who's a new Bear. Welcome, Tracy.
Yes. Welcome to Chicago. And now on the kickoff. Again, the extra point was missed, so 27-0. As Kozlowski getting ready. The ball, the boot, line drive kick. Fumbled. Cooper finally gets a handle on it. Takes up the middle, breaks a tackle, and finally gets brought down at about the 21-yard line as the offense of the Raiders will come out and the defense of the Chaos will head out.
Yeah, and if I'm coaching the Raiders, they need to really focus a little bit more. Too many muff punts and muff kickoffs.
I'm going to take one look at the interception and the break on the ball by Hunter. And spins off the hand check tackle and gets into the end zone.
Yeah, it looks like our defenders were more ready for that pass than the offense.
And Chaos players having some fun on the sideline, dancing to this music. Ryan Fahey having some fun in the booth, doing some head bobbing.
Let's get crunk.
So it'll be first and 10 now for the Raiders. As Ryan Semler out of the shotgun, 4 wide receivers set, his running back Alan Morris in the backfield alongside him. Semler takes the snap, pitches it to Morris. Morris to the left, cuts back to the right, gains a few yards upfield, finally brought down. So whistle blows.
Yeah, it looks like they're trying some misdirection, trying to get back to the middle of the field, but it's not working.
So about picked up about 5 yards on that play, so about 2nd and 5. And I know you said you want to try to get the runbacks going a little bit more for this Raiders team. They tried that early reverse run to Faulkner, lost a big chunk of yardage. That play right there to Morris, successful picking up the 5 yards.
I'll take that. That was a decent cutback. Good play.
So now Semler under center. Throws a quick screen pass, a little miscommunication, as he wanted to throw that forward, and that's going to be a flag. That's going to be a late hit, and now some extracurriculars, and another flag has been thrown, and that was a late hit on the receiver from the Raiders. But the second flag, I'm not sure, that may go against the Chaos.
We will see. Sometimes the reactor is the person that gets penalized.
Yes, if you don't see that first hit, the retaliation is usually the one that is called. So as officials discuss the penalty, what have you liked from this Chaos team? I know this is the first game you've been to. Mm-hmm. Michael, what's been most impressive of this Chaos team?
I'm just going to say they really look confident, just their energy, a lot of communicating throughout the entire team, and I really like their ability to respond after they've given up a big play.
And they have a certain confidence, swagger about them.
Absolutely.
That they all – kind of, I don't want to get to the point where they're overconfident. They know they're good, but they do it in a humbling way, and they look out for each other. They work well as a team, and that's going to be 2 penalties on the Raiders on sportsmanlike conduct. That's going to put them back. So one was obviously will be declined, and the other one will be accepted.
Right.
And so it will be a 15-yard loss.
Once again, frustrating setting in for the losing team. It's common, but if you're a good team, I mean, these guys went 7-3 last year. You got to huddle up, stay focused. and compete. There's a lot of this game is left.
Yes, yeah, so, you know, you're down 27-0 right now. For the Raiders, still a good team. They're third place right now in this league. Most likely will be a playoff team this year as they were last year. So just kind of build on it, kind of get something to happen. And at the end of the day, it's just one game still.
Exactly. I mean, if I'm the Raiders, I say, hey, we're facing the champs. This is the way we gauge ourselves. Wake up, boys.
So now the Raiders will come back out with a third down and 30 here. As Semler out of the shotgun. The Chaos looking to show him blitz. They drop full pullback now. Four-man rush. And he is brought down in a fumble. And diving on the – picked up by the Raiders. Chaos very close to getting that, but they will force the fourth down. Hitting him first on the play was number 91.
You're making a lot of plays today.
Of the Chaos.
Yeah, I mean, very
– Nicholas White.
Very dangerous attempt to pick up the ball and not hop on it. I mean, let's go back to Pop Warner. Hop on the football. Keep it safe.
Yeah, let's take a look at that replay. As White comes around the corner, lays the hit, the fumble right there at about the 5-yard line.
Right, at this point, I'd hop on the football. Don't take any chances.
Yeah, he did get it, but that's one thing you never want to do is try to run with it, especially a fumble down in your own territory.
Yeah, at least when there's too much, there's a crowd around you, you don't want to take the chance. If you got some space, then that's a different story.
So now the Raiders send their punt unit out. As back to receive for the Chaos is James Former. We've seen him have a very big impact on this game, scoring that touchdown earlier in the game on a little dump pass.
Yeah, it seems to me the Raiders' offensive line has not showed up today. Let's see if they can change that.
And the punt is going to bounce at the 45. Former takes it on one bounce over to the left at the 50, down to the 45 to the 40. Gets a block down to about the 30. 25 stays in bounds and spins over to about the 22-yard line. Nice return there by James Former. Picked the ball up about the 50. That's about a 26-yard return.
I mean, nice cut back. Way to gain 5-plus yards.
So now Chaos, excellent field position again, as they had pretty much all game tonight. And again, we are here in the third quarter, about 10 minutes and 37 seconds to go. And you are listening to SportsTownChicago.com. Thank you for tuning in. I am Cody Grant. Alongside me is Michael Batch Jr. We have Ryan Fahey, our producer. Always doing an excellent job is Ryan Fahey. As the Chaos break huddle and come up to the line of scrimmage. I assume they will be in that four-wide set out of the shotgun as they have been all night. Jarrell Johnson in the backfield. Iannotti at quarterback. Iannotti drops back. Hands it off to Johnson up the middle, picks up a few yards, stays on his feet, finally brought down, takes about four defenders to finally do it.
Yeah, it looks like the Raiders are putting some fresh blood out there. They're not happy with the first half starters. See some backups coming in, but they look energized.
Yeah, they'll see what they can do on the field and put in a tough situation is the defense of the Raiders after the excellent punt return by James Former. So Iannotti out of the gun, four wide receiver spread again. Johnson in the backfield, fakes the handoff. Iannotti keeps himself to the right. Down inside the 10 now, spins forward. Nice run there by Iannotti. Always an advantage when you have an athletic quarterback.
Yeah, I thought he showed some really good skill there, keeping the ball real tight and high, not being loose with the football. Good run.
And, Iannotti said must be feeling pretty confident with that. You know, getting injured a few weeks ago, saying, okay, I'm good, I can run with the ball and pick up some tough yards. Let's take a look at the replay.
Absolutely. He's making some nice jukes there. Great spin move. Way to get down to the ground.
So now the Chaos, first and goal. Iannotti remains in the shotgun. C.J. Young now in the backfield. Iannotti throws to the left, a little dump pass to McFarland. He makes a juke and dives to the end zone and wait for the signal. It's good. Touchdown, Chaos.
Pass, good
as McFarland Sham McFarland, what a move and a diving effort. He must have been about 4 or 5 yards out there.
Yeah, if I'm that DB, I'm looking for my shoes right now.
Let's watch that replay one more time. There's a little slip pass out to the left, and just a juke to the right, back to the left, and a diving play. Stretches the arm, puts up 6 points.
Yeah, when you get the linebacker one-on-one, you got to take advantage. Good job.
So now 33-0 here at Serpico Field in Merrill's Park, Illinois, home of the Chaos. And they're looking to advance their 4-1 to 5-1 on the season.
Yeah, this kicker makes some history. A lot of penalties, huh?
You do see a few here in the GFL as it's a false start for the Chaos. So they're moving back a little bit. As Kozlowski will reset and try to put up another attempt for the point after. Been pretty good on the season coming in to this game, 7-9.
Yeah, I think the Raiders need to consider all the good they've done, which is not a lot. But when you're doing that, you consider all the good you do in life and all those you touch, support and inspire.
And that extra point was blocked. Go ahead, Michael.
And New York Life Insurance Company is here to help you continue that good. So give Terry Sachata a call, your local New York Life agent. She can help you plan your family's financial future, and she can also help protect what matters most to you. So you can reach Terry at 630-254-6979 or look for her at newyorklife.com.
So that extra point, no good on the play. Blocked kick by the Raiders. So good job by them there. 33-0, though. Here in the third quarter, about midway through. And Chaos looking very sharp here in this game. Offense, defense, all facets, even special teams. Former, obviously, kick return on that last drive to set them up for that touchdown. And, Michael, what have you seen so far? I know we talked about this during the halftime, but I haven't even seen their offense play this good yet this season. They're starting to really click.
Yeah, it looks like, you know, they're trying a few new things out. The running game was going strong first half. They're mixing it up very well. You know, if I'm the Raiders, once again, I don't know what they're doing out there. I don't know if they're going to run the ball, if they're going to pass it.
So
and,
the Chaos
that's the score.
Chaos will kick off back deep. Same returnman as Cooper takes it off the bounce across the 20. Gets wrestled down at about the 26-yard line.
I mean, Cooper's getting some nice yards, but they're doing a good job of containing him. It could be a lot worse.
So about 6 minutes and 34 seconds to go in this third quarter. And Chaos up 33-0. Just scoring a touchdown on that last drive.
I mean, they're utilizing number 6, tight end. I mean, he's playing wide receiver on the line. I want to see them utilize him in a different fashion. Let him run past 10 yards.
So out of the shotgun is Semler, and that's going to be flags everywhere. That's going to be a false start on the Raiders. And there's the call. That's going to move the Raiders 5 yards back. As the officials have to pick up their flags. They've been doing a lot of that today. A lot of flags thrown in this game. As the Chaos defense has just been excellent. Working on another shutout.
Yeah, number 91 is definitely dominating out there.
Yeah, that's Nick White of the Chaos.
Yeah, he's been slinging his opponent like a rag doll. Let's keep an eye on that.
So out of the shotgun is Semler, looking to the left. No one there. Now a little screen pass to the right. Incomplete. Took a while to blow that play dead. They were looking maybe it was a fumble. It was thrown behind, but it was thrown in front. So it'll be second down now. Second and 15 for the Raiders. as the Chaos defense getting ready to go. The Raiders come out of their huddle. Semler out of the gun. He's got a 5 wide receiver set. 3 to his left, 1 to his right. As the Chaos now showing blitz. Maybe a corner blitz here, dropping back now. Semler steps up. Pressure brought down at about the 25-yard line.
Yeah, it looks like they're not giving away too much. Defensive line standing strong.
So it'll be a third down now, third and long here from the own 25-yard line. And trying to make something happen on offense, Michael.
Yeah, I think for some reason they're not going to number 6 Kaysen enough, in my opinion. He looks like he doesn't have anyone out there that can really guard him one-on-one. But let's see what they do.
And Jared Faulkner, too, who you said at the start of the show, and when they've gone to him, he's been very effective.
Very effective, but coming out the second half,
so out of the shotgun is Semler. Dropping back, looking to the left. He throws one right in front of us. Tip. What a play by Marvin Roan Jr., defensive back, and he is an excellent cover back.
Yeah, 5'10", 180, second year in the league. Show some speed. Way to jump on the football.
And I told you earlier, he had a hit 2 weeks ago that was just, it was loud, and it looked like it hurt.
It was devastating.
Devastating hit.
Did it remind you of your youth?
About my youth? It reminded me of Ray Lewis's youth.
That's fair enough. Well, if it did, TNT Athletics, located in Crystal Lake, Illinois, provides athletic-based training to youth and adults in a very high-energy environment. From strength training for high school athletes to weight loss programs for parents, TNT is here to help you reach your fitness goals. Call Steve Drain, personal trainer, at 847-878-0696.
So now out of the shotgun is Semler. He throws one deep to the right. Good coverage, picked off again by the Chaos defense. That's number 21, Garrett Wenzing. And he looks like a receiver there. He's running it, he said, over his head. Kind of a Willie Mays catch.
Yeah, what I liked on that play is they double-teamed Cooper. It looks like they're trying to get Cooper going since Faulkner's kind of getting locked down second half. But they also got him keyed in as well.
So another good defensive play. Let's take a look at one more replay. Coming down with it. Another one from this angle. As Semler has had some trouble here behind center. And coming down with it, what a catch there by Garrett Wenzing.
Okay, and I mean, our defense is looking like a bunch of gurus out there. If you're a guru, your dog could be a guru. Michael Jaco, Director of Behavioral Specialist, Behaviorist Trainer, Service Dog Specialist. Get more info at info@yourdogguru.com, 847-446-8290.
And Iannotti throws a screen pass out to the right to Michael Connell, picking up a few yards. Nice play there. So it'll be second down, second and about maybe 7. Looked like he picked about 3 or 4 yards.
Body language of the Raiders does not look good.
So now the Chaos already lead this game 33-0. They forced 4 turnovers defensively. The offense has looked just as good. Iannotti out of the shotgun, 4 wide receiver spread, 1 running back in the backfield is Johnson. He hands it to Johnson. Johnson right at the middle, finds a hole across the 50, down the 45, and gets it to about the 46-yard line. Excuse me, that was Camille, Nate Camille. Nice run there.
Number 26, Niles Porter with a touchdown-saving tackle.
As Nate Camille was looking to take that to the house on that one. And you never know who's running the ball between him and Johnson. They're both so good.
Yeah, on that play, it looked like Porter made a good play, but he took the brunt of that hit.
So now out of the shotgun is Iannotti, 4 receiver spread. He fakes the handoff to Camille. Now a screen pass to Brockman on the outside. No one there, and he gets to the 30 inside to about the 25, maybe a few yards past that, as looking to see where they mark him out, at about maybe the 26-yard line. So nice play there by Brockman, as that's the run by Camille. And like you said, touchdown save and tackle right there.
Absolutely.
He might have been gone.
Yeah, he's got to get his thoughts together and get back to playing.
So now the Chaos huddle up again. And they'll look to move to ball four, try to score one more time. As we're winding down here in the third quarter. Yeah, if you're just joining us, thank you for tuning in to SportsTimeChicago.com. I'm Cody Grant. Alongside me is Michael Batts Jr., Ryan Fahey, producer. And the Chicago Chaos lead this game 33-0 over the Waukesha Raiders. Ayanadi out of shotgun, four wide receiver spread, looks left, fakes the screen, throws it deep now. He has a man in the end zone, and there's a little overthrown. He had McFarland. They faked the screen pass in the flat to Brockman. That forced the defender.
That's a good play call. You caught him off guard. It just so happened the ball wasn't where it needed to be.
Yeah, just a little bit overthrown. We've seen Ayanadi kind of miss the deep ball a little bit today, which is expected. He's been out of the game for a few weeks now. So Ayanadi comes back out. Out of the gun, four wide receiver spread again. In the game is number 11, at least Jason Sumling, as he hands it off to Camille. Up the middle, flag down though, maybe coming back, possibly a holding play on
surprise,
the
surprise, another flag.
Seen quite a few of those tonight, haven't we, Michael?
Yeah, definitely it slowed the tempo of the game down, but it's necessary. A lot of, like I said, extracurricular activity out there.
That's going to be holding, so 10-yard penalty. It will remain second down as they resume play here. So the Chaos huddle up. The Raiders have their defense set, ready to go. We have second and 20 here for the Chaos, and that's going to do it for the third quarter. So we're going to take...
Yeah, before we take a break, Chicago Chaos brought to you live by Grit Mouth Guards and Iron Claw Tactical. Grit PSA, your performance is worthy of more than a boil and bite. Grit Mouth Guard is a custom mouth guard laboratory located in Melrose Park. Each of our mouth guards is carefully designed and handcrafted to your specifications. Visit them at gritmouthguard.com. Iron Claw Tactical PSA, Iron Claw Tactical designs superior firearms and accessories for the American hunter, sportsman, and gun enthusiast. If you are any of those or all, make sure Ironclad Tactical is your list of liked Facebook pages or visit them at ironclawtactical.com.
Thanks a lot, Michael, and we're going to come back here to start the fourth quarter. So we're going to change sides. And the Chaos continue their dominance. If you're just joining us for three quarters, the Chaos have scored 33 points. They've given up zero. Defense has forced four turnovers. The return of starting quarterback Anthony Ayanadi has been a good one, to say the least. He's been hitting his spots, hitting his receivers very well, throwing some touchdowns, running the ball a little bit, doing an excellent job quarterbacking for this team. He's out of the shotgun now, hands it off to Camille, up the middle, finds a hole. He's going forward, out to the left now. One man to beat, and he's going to score. What a run by Nate Camille, about a 34-yard run for a touchdown, and the Chaos will not stop scoring, 39-0.
I thought
first play of the fourth quarter.
I thought he was running from a bully how fast he was running.
Saw how the speed there by Nate Camiro breaking out of the initial line of defense and then having the speed to get past the second line and take it all the way for a touchdown.
Absolutely. I mean, what I liked about that play is he showed horizontal speed. Some players can go vertical. He showed some good hip movement right there.
Going back and forth, let's take one more look at that replay. I know there's actually a player down for the Raiders. As you can see right now in the corner outside the end zone. He does stand up to his feet. We hope he's okay. He's grimacing a little bit.
Looks like number 42, Chad Kaysen, maybe the linebacker, 5'8", 220.
That's on the play is... So he does walk off the field and hoping the best. Hopefully he can come back in this game. Jamal Dudley came over there to make sure he was okay. And Donald Kozlowski will attempt the point after. to try to extend this chaos lead to 40. Already 39-0, about 14 minutes, 51 seconds to go here in this game. We kicked off a little bit late tonight. It is 10-11 right now. Kickoff was supposed to be at 8. They actually had a game from another league right before this. They finished up pretty quickly. They did an excellent job of getting that game in and helping that league out a little bit and getting those teams some playing time and ready for the chaos game and get them on the field as quickly as possible. So excellent job here by everybody trying to get this game's moving.
Definitely. I think even though you had a game before, the field looks like it's in pretty good condition.
As Kozowski tries extra point, it's up and it's good. So 40 to nothing now. Chaos lead.
Yeah, I think at this point you got to dig deep and you got to try to find a moral victory at this point. Field goal, a play more than 20 yards, something other than Faulkner.
I don't know at this point, though, Michael, if anything is a moral victory down 40-0. I know exactly what you're trying to say, but, I mean, you got to come out. These are the three-time defending champions, and this is what you kind of measure yourself by, one of the best teams in the GFL. And the Chaos have come out and just dominating this entire game.
Right, you know, absolutely. The champs have come out and proven, you know, who they are. But still, you know, you're a professional football team. You're here to compete. 7-3 record. You're up top in your division right now. There's no excuse. Every man has to pull their straps up and compete and win your individual matchup and at least, you know, show some heart out there.
Yeah, you still got 14 minutes, 51 seconds left. Still have to compete, still have to keep fighting. And just try to do something.
Absolutely. I'm interested to see if they keep going back to Cooper. I mean, Cooper looks like he's displayed some playmaking ability since they've kind of queued on Faulkner.
And speaking of Cooper, it looks like he's getting another chance to return this from his own 10-yard line up to across the 20. Makes a turn to the left. Finally gets hit out of bounds at about the 25-yard line. Nice return there by Cooper.
Pulls up a little gingerly there. Hopefully he's okay.
And now this Chaos defense comes back out onto the field.
See, right now, if you're on the defense of the Raiders, you need to be charged. You need to be ready to go. Excuse me, off is what I mean. You need to be ready to go. Number 7 looks ready. Where's everybody else?
And quick step, Ryan Semler actually came into this game second in the league in passing yards. And against this Chaos defense, he's really been shut down. Been tough to get anything going. Throwing 4 interceptions already today. 3 interceptions today.
Yeah, to be fair, I don't think they tested the Chaos' safeties enough. A little bit timid. Down 40-0. Let's see if they can open up the playbook.
As Semler out of the shotgun, 4 wide receivers spread. Drops back to pass, rolls to his right. Throws it over the middle. Caught by Cooper. There's your guy, Michael, as he gets over to about the 47-yard line. Nice call there.
Yeah, I think right now I don't see anyone that's really staying with his speed. And we're also sticking in that zone. Let's see if we can kind of cue in on him.
As you see on the replay, calling for the ball, he had the open right over the middle. Makes the catch at about the 45-yard line. And it gets forward to about the 49. So nice play there by this Raiders team. I'm still excited about the Warriors championship.
Yeah,
NBA.
There you go. Steve Curry. I like them all, right? Shout out to Steve Kerr.
So first and 10 here. The handoff to their fullback up the middle. Keeping 2 hands on the ball and keeping those legs turning.
Yeah, right now I'm just going to have to be frank. I'm going to call out the quarterback a little bit of the Raiders. You need to step up and, you know, you made a good play to Cooper. That's a good, but I need to see more of that. Take advantage of the zone.
Yeah, both teams came in today with a pretty similar record. Chaos 4-1. The Raiders 3-1-1. So only 1 win separating this team. You're not supposed to be a 40-point difference, you know. Chaos came out, they were tough, they were faster,
right?
Stronger.
It's kind of like when you face Floyd Mayweather. You train all those months and then you finally get in the ring and you realize, oh, he is a champ.
So out of the shotgun, 4 wide receiver set, throw tipped up and almost picked off by White, and that was Faulkner back in the backfield as quarterback. And I had a feeling you'd throw a Floyd Mayweather reference into the night.
Hey, you're the champ, you're the champ.
He is.
Well, let's talk about 91 and how he's dominating Mr. White. They're starting to double team him on a lot of plays. He still has a lot of energy. I'm going to keep my eye on him.
Let's take a look at that replay. Jumping off at the line was White. And they had the presence of mind to keep going after it. So they rewind that a little bit.
A la Julius Peppers, huh?
Oh, yeah. Kind of wish he was back in Chicago.
Minus the 30 pounds.
Out of the shotgun now is Faulkner as he looks to his left, getting pressured. Scrambles to the right. Throws. Almost intercepted. And missing a golden opportunity there.
Yeah, you never want to, you know, do the grade school rule of throwing across your body on the run. It's very dangerous.
Well, yeah, there's a reason why Faulkner isn't their every down quarterback. They're just trying something different here. You know, you have nothing to lose.
Sure.
Already down big in this game.
No problem. I just think on that play, you didn't have anything. Don't force it. Take
exactly.
it off with your legs. You
yep.
got speed.
He's
take
got.
Off.
He's a wide receiver. He showed speed in the past.
You could have easily got 5 yards, in my opinion. You keep the ball down.
But I tell you what, Nicholas White has been Faulkner's kryptonite today. I mean, getting him in the backfield, that big loss earlier in the second quarter, and then the batted ball down on the previous play before that last one. As
right.
out of the gun now is Faulkner. He throws to the left. Good defense there. No flag down. And that's going to be a turnover on downs. And the Chaos offense will come back on the field.
Yeah, I mean, to our point, obviously they made a change at quarterback. It just wasn't, you know, a lot of playmaking happened there. I mean, good call, but same result.
And this Chaos defense continues to impress. No longer surprising anymore. They've been doing this for 4 years now. 5 years in the league. The last 3 years, they were first in almost every defensive category. The most important one in my book is points allowed, and they were first every year in that category. This year right now, they're second coming in tonight. I assume after a shutout victory, they may be bumped up to first.
Yeah, it seems like they're making an emphasis on no points, zero tolerance.
So out of the shotgun is Iannotti. He fumbles the ball, and he just dives on it and gets on it. So they try to fake the handoff there to Johnson and just could not get it through. And he lies on the ball. No turnover there.
Right, and the difference between that play and what we saw earlier is he hopped on the ball immediately. There wasn't a thought about it. There wasn't a pause. Hop on the ball. Give your team the ball back.
And no hesitation. Not trying to get up and run with it. Just knowing, draw the ball, live to fight another down, and bring up a second down for you instead of a first down for the other team.
Well, they brought in your boy number 25, the horse.
Yeah, this is Young right here.
C.J. Young.
And he is a beast as they hand him the ball. We're going to see it right now. Woo. There he goes, breaking a tackle, finally getting four. Takes two or three guys to bring this guy down as he gets across midfield.
I mean, it says 250 on paper. I don't know about that.
You thinking maybe a little bit bigger than 250?
I think give or take a few cereal bowls.
He is only 5'11", though. Very low center of gravity. Kind of comparing him to Maurice Jones-Drew, if you want a NFL comparison.
That's a great comparison.
Although Maurice Jones-Drew is retired now.
I had him on my fantasy team.
And
Very disappointing.
I feel for you, Michael.
I made a trade. Don't worry. It worked out well.
So out of the shotgun now is Iannotti. Four wide receiver spread. They've been running this formation all night. C.J. Young in the backfield. Iannotti takes a snap. High snap. Over to the left now. Looking at – finally throws it out of bounds. For incomplete. He had McFarland out there, but defender staying honest, not falling for that again, as McFarland was able to score the last time they called that play.
Exactly. Yeah, you don't want to pick six in that situation.
And now that was going to bring out the punting unit. That was third down. As Iannotti talking on the sideline with his coach's teammates.
And once again, he's displaying that leadership we talked about.
Up 40-0, he's not happy. That's what you like to see.
You got to. You need Peyton Manning out there, Tom Brady, letting you know the score doesn't matter at all. It's about your effort on that last play.
So Dominic Kowalski, also the place kicker, the point after kicker, and the kickoff kicker, they're a punter. And see if he can boot this deep and try to pin the Raiders.
I would.
And it's a high snap, goes over Kroski's head, and he falls on it, and he picks it up, and trying to make something happen. He breaks a few tackles. He has a blocker, and takes it up and gets back to the 39. So nice play by your punter there.
Hey, way to make something out of nothing.
As he gets a high five, a pat on the head from almost every teammate and coach, and they're loving it as he smiles coming off.
I mean, if I'm a defender, I'm embarrassed. I just let a punter get by me. Inexcusable.
Not just one defender, too. Two defenders. Everyone take a look at the replay. Look at that. One defender. Two defenders. Three defenders. You got by three defenders on that play. That's a punter.
Yeah, they
kicker.
They definitely didn't prepare for that during the week.
Maybe they'll put that in their playbook. So turnover on down, so as the Raiders will take over. Like one more look at that replay, the run on the bad snap. So now the Raiders will come out, and Faulkner remains in at quarterback. Jared Faulkner played wide receiver in the first half and the third quarter. He's playing some quarterback now.
He's probably GM, president. You can keep going.
So Faulkner out of the gun, four wide receiver set, one run back in the backfield, drops back, looks to his left, gets pressure on the right. Not looking downfield and scrambling. So Michael Vick moves there as he throws deep to the end zone, very high, and he has a man and batted down on the play. And that was number 21, the Chaos, Cornell Johnson, who had that interception earlier, late in the third quarter.
Yeah, he definitely displayed his 6'1 height there. Only 175, but definitely showed his vertical leap on that play.
Excellent play. That's just one of those jump ball balls. You just go up, and usually the receivers had the advantage because he's usually the more taller while these corners, but the size of Cornell Johnson really works to his benefit.
Right. I think he played it perfect. You know, he didn't pass interference. He didn't arm bar. He stepped right in front, got underneath his chin, and made a play on the ball.
So excellent play, and their defense continues to show up even late in games when they're up 40-0. You see Cornell Johnson just jamming the receiver there, getting right in his face. Faulkner out of the gun, getting pressured, throws over the middle, incomplete.
That pass falls incomplete.
And we have some extracurriculars on the field. No flags down, as White was in there. And he has some words with the rest of the Raiders. White's a guy you don't want to mess with. That's for sure. So now it's going to be here a second down. As Raiders trying to make something happen before the end of this game, down 40-0.
Yeah, it's a butt whooping out there right now.
So out of the shotgun is Faulkner, four wide receiver set. One run back in the backfield, drops back to pass, getting pressured again. Breaks a tackle, gets forward, a little juke pass, finally brought down from behind by number 59 of the Chaos. That is Jake Trucks.
I like the strategy of the Chaos right now. They know Faulkner is the playmaker. They're keeping him contained inside the tackles, and they're blitzing him a little bit from outside linebackers. He's trying to make some plays, but they're keeping him in control at this point.
And I'll tell you what, though, the Raiders have done a really good job with the front four of the Chaos. They've had to have been forced to blitz a little bit later in this game, but they've been doing a better job, the Chaos, that is, in the second half of getting some pressure on the quarterback, whether it be Faulkner or Selmer.
Definitely. I think White is definitely leading that charge.
And the snap to Faulkner. He looks to the left, throws it in the flat, overthrows his intended receiver, Steven Jackson. And I think Faulkner, you know, he had that beautiful pass early, and you thought, wow, why isn't this guy playing a quarterback? I think we found why. He's an excellent receiver, but does not look comfortable in the pocket.
Yeah, absolutely. You can tell it's not his primary position. But to be fair, he is making a lot of plays. He's making people miss a lot of tackles. I just don't think his receivers are getting that much separation to help him out.
It's been a tough game for everybody on this Raiders team. Coming in tonight, they had high expectations. You know, only one and a half games behind this Chaos team.
And you know, if you're going to use Faulkner at quarterback, you know, he needs to commit early. You know, if he's going to bootleg, make him run. You know his strength is running. Commit to running the football with him.
Now get him outside to where he can, has an option to throw or run the ball. So now out of the gun, and made a little wildcat here as Brockman takes a snap, and he hands out to Former. It's fumbled. Former dives on it. And you know the Chaos is trying something new here. With Brockman in the backfield, probably will not be a throw. Little wildcat setup. As Ioannidis right in front of us, he's on the sideline. He may remain out for the rest of the game. Nothing wrong with him. It just coach's decision. Up 40-0. You don't need him in there.
Now protect your star. You're up 40-0. No Derrick Rose incidents.
Oh, man. You had to throw that in there, didn't you, Michael?
I love him, man. But don't need to be in the game. Up 40.
So out of the shotgun is Brockman, and that's going to be a couple flags down the field. Be a false start on the Chaos. And that's going to move them back 5 yards. So remain second down, and I'll be second and 18. As play will resume.
Now, once again, if I'm coaching the Raiders, every time you make a play, I would celebrate. I would over-celebrate. Make it a big deal. Keep the competition going.
So the Chaos come back up to the line as Brockman remains at quarterback. C.J. Young in the backfield alongside of him. Brockman gives it to Young. Young up the middle, finds a little hole, gets some blockers, tripped up field, gains a few yards. Be third and long.
They definitely had the guards and the tackles are having a party right now, letting the running backs get a lot of yards. And when the guards are having a party, go to Party Guard Chicago, founder and partner. We are all an inclusive tour operating company that promotes responsible entertainment. For all your transportation and event planning needs, go to partyguardchicago.com.
Speaking of parties, the Chaos are going to party tonight after going to 5-1. Another excellent start to the season. They don't lose many games.
Yeah, I think they're going to be happy with, you know, the way they executed their offense. Definitely need to clean up the penalties, but so far they're in control.
And Brockman fakes the handoff on the option, and he's going to run it, and he lays a hit out, and they actually flipped him over, and that's going to be a flag, a late hit, I believe, on Wensing, as what a run by Brockman, delivering the punishment to the defender, number 28, Chris Rand.
Way to lower your shoulder.
Wow.
And finish the
run. Let's watch
this
one more time. Brockman fakes the handoff to Young. Now he runs to the outside, makes a juke move. Defender ran right there, ready to tackle, and Young just lowers his shoulder and says, "No way. Let me run right over you."
That's going to be on ESPN.
Nice play there. Some physical running. When you got a wide receiver slash tight end, a guy that big playing quarterback, you know he's not going to slide.
And to be fair, the DB's small. He did what he had to do. He contained him. But that's what happens when you're facing someone three times your size.
Watch this one more time in fast motion. Now down to slow motion. Look at that. Hit him so hard it flipped him over. What a play by Brockman. So now the Chaos and the late hit was actually called on the Raiders as we expected. So that moves the Chaos up even more. From the 39 of the Raiders, handed off to C.J. Young as he's wrapped up by the knee. He picked up about 2 yards on that play.
Yeah, like I said, it's going to take multiple people to bring him down. It's not flag football. But if it was flag football, Greater Chicago Flag Football League, Director of Operations and Partner, ChicagoFlagFootball.com.
So it'll be second down now, about second and 8 for the Chaos. As they have earned a well-deserved victory here, closing in on one at least, 40-0. As Brockman running this little option, I like this, like seeing this offense with Brockman running it. A lot of fun. As he's out of the shotgun, wide receiver to the left, two to the right, fakes the handoff to Young. He's going to try throwing it now. He throws one deep to the end zone. He has a guy, and it's Former coming down with it. Did he stay with it? It's a touchdown.
Man,
Brockman, the wide receiver, thrown to his fellow wide receiver, James Former, for another 6 points.
So, Faulkner, it can be done.
So, 89 plus 6 equals 6 today. as it will be 46-0 now, and the chaos is keep on rolling.
Brockman with a beautiful spiral.
Take a look at that replay, Michael. And Former doing an excellent job beating two defenders, and Brockman delivers a very beautiful pass.
Way to keep your eyes on the football no matter who's around you. No extra stuff, bring in the football.
What a catch and what a throw. Another 6 points.
Just a perfect time pass. Second late, and that's incomplete.
And now the extra point attempt is up, and it is good, right through the upright. So 47-0 now. Chaos lead this game. And if you're just joining us, you missed a lot of touchdowns here on SportsTownChicago.com. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Cody Grant. My name is Michael Batch Jr. We have Ryan Fahey, our producer. 47-0. Chaos lead this game over the Waukesha Raiders. I came in expecting a little bit more competitive game, a little bit closer. I did expect this Chaos defense to really show up. The offense, though, I wasn't sure how much they would do with Ioannidis's first game back. They have really come out strong.
Yeah, I don't want to take anything away from them. Kudos to them. But once again, on a fair note, I just don't think the Raiders have come to play, especially the defense.
The Raiders, they haven't shown much fight here, going down early in the 21-0, and then right before half, turning the ball over, and the Chaos getting another touchdown. And really, I mean, since the opening drive, the Chaos have just been dominant.
Yeah, it seems like they have a lot of weapons that are hard to key in on, and the Raiders are struggling right now. They don't know if the three running backs are going to run them over. They don't know if Brockman's going to run them over.
Well, Brockman just did the Cam Newton Superman sign, as he should be called Cam Newton the rest of the night with that run over the defensive back.
No problem with me.
So now kicking off for the Chaos, who's had a fun game to watch. Dominic Kozlowski, he's kicked some extra points. He's kicked some punts. He's broken some tackles.
And for the first time, I do not see Cooper in the backfield.
Yes, that's number 7. That's Faulkner as he takes it to the outside to the 40, and he looks like he stepped out of bounds. Faulkner has been excellent today, receiving, returning. The throws from the quarterback, he had the one beautiful pass at the start. And let's see if he stays in the quarterback here.
Yeah, he's kind of reminded me of an old-school Northwestern, kind of Dwayne Bates, the way they're using him. Wide receiver, quarterback. I think overall he's just the best overall football player on their team, and he's showing why.
That's a very good way to look at it. You may look at Semler, who's had a very good season thus far through the first five games. Like I said, he's thrown 10 touchdowns coming in this game, two a game. He's been up there in yards, but just having a off game tonight. You put Faulkner in, see what he can do, and he's been looking pretty good in the backfield, scrambling at least, and trying to make some plays for this team.
Yeah, he's been a breath of fresh air, hasn't dominated, but he looks really good.
And Faulkner throws one deep, coverage there, and almost picked off. That was number 22 of the Chaos, Josh Hampton, and that would have been the fourth interception of the game by a fourth different defensive player.
Yeah, that's a fantastic deflection. You can kind of see the inexperience of Faulkner. You got to pump fake on that and give your guy a chance.
Yeah, that was excellent coverage. He had him stride for stride actually in front of him. No chance there when you have coverage that good. That's like a Patrick Peterson right there.
Also, you got to give your wide receiver and quarterback an option. In my opinion, you should have, broke off to a slant in the middle of the field was open.
Possibly just trying to score quick before this game ends. 2:27 to go here in the fourth. 47-0 lead for the Chaos. And this is going to be a very good confidence booster for this team moving forward.
And it looks like the backups are in for the most part at the wide receiver end at least.
So Faulkner making some last-second calls as he moves Morris to the outside. 5 wide receiver set, drops back, empty backfield, getting pressured, runs away from it initially. Nice move by Faulkner, and there's a big block there, and Faulkner jumps forward and finally brought down at the 43. Nice run there by Faulkner. So Faulkner able to make something happen out of nothing. I thought you might have been sacked there in the backfield. So about Getting down to below 2 minutes to go here in this game. And the Chaos, like you said before, 47-0. Just pretty much dominating this entire game on offense, defense, and special teams. The Raiders really have had nothing going in any facet of this game. As Faulkner huddling up with his team, we were at a two-minute warning. So that's why you see the team's kind of taking a quick break here. Finally coming up to the line of scrimmage now. Chaos defense getting set. Faulkner out of the gun. Four wide receivers set. Got one running back in the backfield is Morris. Faulkner drops back to pass. Getting pressured. Looking to throw. Nowhere to go. Runs to the outside. Throws a deep ball. Has a man. Makes a catch, but he was out of bounds. Both feet were out of bounds. A nice try there, though, by Faulkner. A pretty good throw. Just too far out of bounds. Catch was made. But unfortunately, out of bounds for the Raiders, it was out of bounds. Let's take a look at the replay on that one. Really a perfect thrown ball. And that was actually closer than I thought. But nonetheless, it will be a third down now for the Raiders. So Raiders hauling up, getting ready for another play. Again, a minute 34 to go here in this game. One of the best games of the season for this Chicago Chaos unit. As Faulkner out of the shotgun, four wide receiver spread, pitches it to Morris. Morris nowhere to go, brought down behind the line. That was Brockman on the play. Brockman has made a big impact, especially in this quarter. Yeah, a nice run on the outside, laying a hit on the defender. He had a touchdown pass, and now he's playing some defense. Jack of all trades is Brockman. So he's been very good in this game. And really resembles what every other player on this team can do. A lot of them are very versatile, playing some different positions, doing everything they can to help this team win. And not only has it shown tonight, it's shown all season and in past seasons. As this team, three-time GFL champions, and they're going to celebrate a big win here tonight, 47-0 already. Minute 16 to go, third and 14 here for the Raiders. Out of the shotgun is Faulkner. Four wide receiver spread, one running back in the backfield. Faulkner drops back, throws to the left on a little flat pass across the 40 to the 35, ridden out of bounds. Nice play there, but it's going to be short of the first down. He does pick up the first down. So enough yardage there. So now back set, out of the shotgun is Faulkner. Drops back to pass. Scrambles to the right on the pressure. Throws deep to the end zone. Almost intercepted. Could not hold on. There would have been a second pick of the game was Dylan Hunter. As he had a good beat on the ball. Kind of cut off in between the receiver and the quarterback. Let's take a look at the replay on that one. Faulkner drops back. Gets pressured. Gets a pass off. And almost intercepted there by Dylan Hunter. Just could not haul it in. Nonetheless, a great defensive play there. Now the Raiders back up to the line of scrimmage. Faulkner out of the gun. Four wide receiver set. Drops back to pass. Scrambles outside. Back to the left now. Looking downfield. Finally throws it to the end zone. Batted down. Incomplete. So it'll be third down now for the Raiders. Getting closer to the end of this game. Raiders is trying to put some points on the board as this game is clearly over. Still have to wait for the clock to hit zero. As the official sets the ball back down. at the 31-yard line. And Faulkner talks to his team in the huddle. The break, come up the line of scrimmage. Four wide receiver spread. One running back next to Faulkner is their number 40, Sam Rosenberg. Dropping back is Faulkner, looking left, getting pressured. Brought down for a sack.
Quarterback is sacked.
Nice play there. This is a four-man rush by the Chaos to get in there quickly. And that was number 81, Alex Nishi, getting there first. And finishing off was Brockman. Been saying his name a lot here in this fourth quarter. Take a look at the replay on that one. Just everybody getting to the outside forces Faulkner to step up. Nowhere to go there. Excellent play. So back in the huddle is Faulkner as he does not look happy. Hands waving in the air. Now he comes up to the line of scrimmage out of the shotgun. Four wide receiver set. In the backfield alongside him is Sam Rosenberg, who's been the running back for the majority of this game. Faulkner takes the snap, drops back to pass, pressure coming on the blitz. Flag down, Faulkner runs, gets some upfield, tackled down to the 25, he fumbled it. On the ground is recovered by the Chaos pending the flag. So it was a fumble. We'll see what the flag was. It was in the backfield, so I believe it would be holding on as they do point at the Chaos though, so maybe, let's see. And there's another flag, and that's going to be on sportsmanlike conduct. That's going to be on the Raiders. The initial flag was on the Chaos, but that last flag will be on the Raiders. And you see the frustration really setting in. So the first play was unsportsmanlike conduct on the Chaos 15-yard penalty, and the second one, second flag, was a dead ball on unsportsmanlike conduct, 15-yard penalty back. So those penalties will offset, and the Raiders will hold the ball at the 29-yard line, as they come back in the huddle. Chaos defense. Couple more stops and this game will be over. And the Raiders looking to put up some points before this game ends. They do not want to get shut out here tonight. They want to avoid it. Down 47-0. Obviously, there's no 47-point play, so no ties here in this game. But they will try to get something in the end zone. As back in at quarterback is Ryan Semler. I believe Faulkner walked off the field. He was the one that got the penalty. The throw over the middle is well short. Hitting near the knees of Chaos defender Ricky Shorsett, the linebacker. Let's take a little replay one more time. Summer's been out for a while. He's just kind of not getting enough on that ball. Back in the huddle now are the Raiders. Chaos defense dancing a little bit to some Little John. Ryan Fahey danced a little bit to some Little John also. Fun night here tonight. Excellent weather here. Really holding up here in Melrose Park, Illinois, at Serpico Field. Home of the Chicago Chaos. The three-time defending GFL champions. As back in the game now, Semler out of the shotgun, four-wide receiver set. He's going to run this himself on the quarterback keeper. Brought down by White after a few yards. And they're going to call a timeout.
Quarterback keeper, 6 yards. Third down, 4 for the Raiders.
So Raiders call a timeout with about 5 seconds to go. And I don't know about that call there. I mean, I understand if you want to put up some points, but why would you run the play right before you call that timeout? So Semler will come back in. Out of the shotgun, 5-wide receiver set now. Probably just a throw to the end zone. Summer takes the snap. pressure coming, and he's going to get brought down for a sack, and that's going to do it. Game over. Chaos win this one, 47-0 behind. Huge games from Iannotti, from Brockman, from Former, from Johnson, from C.J. Young. And can't forget Nate Camillo, who had that 35-yard touchdown run earlier. As we take one more look at the replay, last play of the game, just no chance there. Chaos just wanted to finish that. They wanted to preserve that shutout. As both teams now head out to the middle of the field, they're going to shake hands here. And so excellent win here for the Chaos. They're going to improve to 5-1. While the Waukesha Raiders are going to fall to 3-2-1. Three wins, two losses, one tie. They had that tie last week, as we said earlier in the broadcast. And in a little bit here, we're going to have Michael Batts Jr. on the field conducting an interview. We're going to have to wait till the players are done with their midfield knee in prayer.
Yeah, he'll be talking to Anthony Iannotti.
Anthony Iannotti, who had a huge game for him.
And, you know, and it's also, I mean, here, remember this, you and I were there for that
dislocated. We were at that game where
we were there for that dislocated elbow.
Yeah.
And it didn't look good on the season for him. And, the, you know, the way he came back tonight, it looked he was still playing, you know, throughout those last few weeks that he wasn't there. And it was a, you know, it was an interesting way that the Chaos have played tonight, because you go back to that game last week that you and Chris Lobosco were at where it was only a 12-7 game. There was not a lot of offense in that game. Defense really kind of ruled
that
game.
2 weeks ago, actually.
Two weeks ago.
Yeah, at Tinley Park. It was a fun game with they actually lost that game, and no Iannotti there. And I said earlier I was kind of surprised with how well their offense was playing, just because I haven't really seen it yet without the quarterback play of Iannotti.
Yeah, and, you know, a former Chicago Blitz player himself, and you go back to that game when the Chaos were taking on the Thunder, a lot of those players come from the Chicago Blitz team, which you and I have covered, and obviously that season's over with, and it didn't end, obviously, in the greatest of fashions. We all kind of know how that went. But if you took that into consideration of how well the Chaos played against the Thunder then and the way they came out here tonight against the Raiders, we've seen it this season where, even regardless of who's been at quarterback, the offense really hasn't lived up to its potential. It hasn't really lived up to the stats. It hasn't lived up to really the scoreboard until tonight.
Exactly.
I don't know if it took an injury for the offense to spark with Iannotti finally coming back, and all of a sudden they just reemerged. But nonetheless, the offense clicked. The defense clicked again, as it always has been, kind of all season long.
Every single week, it seems like they don't do it. They don't give up anything. And to your point, Ryan, you saw this offense. They have so much talent on this offense, but tonight it really all came together with everybody. I mean, everybody getting touched on the ball. Iannotti spreading the ball around everywhere to multiple receivers, and the defense forcing four turnovers.
Well, that and you know, you also got to think the special teams as well. They really had a great job on the special teams. They had excellent field position throughout the night, giving that comfort and, you know, taking the pressure off Iannotti and the rest of the Chicago Chaos offense. You know, when you're not backed up on your own one line, you'd rather be on the 20 of your on your own side of the field compared to the one. That way you're not backed up in your own zone. You at least when your special teams put you in that good field position, you know, you have room to kind of breathe, if you will, as an offense.
And due to the kicking ability of Dominic Kozlowski, he kind of mixed it up on kickoffs with some squib kicks, some high kicks. And obviously on that penalty, getting in the end zone and forcing Cooper to take that out and get them down at the 5-4-yard line. So helping the defense out of the Chaos as well, the offense and special teams, because it's putting the Raiders' offense in a tough situation with bad field position.
Right, and, you know, we saw that throughout the entire night. And you talked about the interceptions and the fumbles and all that. And let's not forget that truck run on the QB in the second half.
And I don't call that a quarterback keeper. I'm calling that a tight end keeper.
He's a tight end playing in the quarterback position.
Running
I
that
can't
wild
remember
cat.
Seeing a play like that from a – regardless if you want to call him the tight end / QB at the spot. But
a new position we have discovered tonight.
The quarter end? I don't know.
The quarter end.
The tight back? I don't know.
Played by Brockman. And, he lit a hit on him.
And it was probably the highlight play of the night. You know, it's crazy how we've seen this defense spark, and then it stays sparking, if you will. And it's crazy with the offense as well that they only scored 7 against the Thunder, and now all of a sudden you explode for 47. And if you're
against a good
fan,
team too,
against a very good Raiders team, and going forward as well, they're going to want to continue to keep this offense in the groove that it's in. And you know, they just don't. Nothing needs to go wrong going into next week. As right now, we're going to turn it over to Michael Betts, who's with the Chaos quarterback Anthony Iannotti. Michael, take it away.
All right, appreciate it, Cody. We're here with the returning star quarterback Anthony Iannotti. My first question to you is, how's that injury feel, and how's it feel to be back?
It feels great, man. You know, the last 2 weeks was really rough for me, rehabbing. Honestly, like I told all the coaches and players at practice, I could have pushed through it, I could have played, but you know, everybody told me, you know, we don't need you to rush back. We have a long season, a lot of tough games ahead of us. So I sat the last two out. I knew our team could push through, and you know, we came out 1-1, and gave me enough time to get fully healthy, get back 100%, and now going forward, I think this game was definitely something we needed as an offense to get back out of the rut we were in and get things moving in the right direction. We got two tough opponents coming up, so. I'm really happy with how we played today as a full unit. You know, practice was good this week, but